You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, it's our weekly state news roundup with Robert Menser. Today, we'll look at the governor's comments about the new Republican health care bill, what happened in the state legislature this week, and how well Wisconsin cheeses did in a big national competition.
First, the Naval Criminal Investigative Service is investigating hundreds of Marines who solicited and shared nude and compromising photos of female service members. Initial reports found that hundreds, potentially thousands of photos were being shared in the Facebook group Marines United, which had about 30,000 members.
But new reports are saying that the problem goes far beyond the Marines and a single Facebook group. Business Insider and the BBC reported that other branches of the military also posted photos of their female colleagues to another message board.
Some of the photos that were shared are believed to have been taken secretly without consent. Others are believed to have been taken consensually but posted without permission.
Kate Hendricks-Thomas is a former Marine Corps officer who wrote about the sexual harassment that she faced in the service. You can see her article on the Central Time Facebook page. Now she's an assistant professor at Charleston Southern University and board member for the Service Women's Action Network, and she joins us now. Kate, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Kate, what was your first reaction when you heard about these reports?
Well, candidly, I was shocked at the scale. I was shocked at the size of the initially reported Facebook group. 30,000 Marine veterans and active duty Marines is a lot of Marines. I was not surprised that harassment was going on. I was surprised at the reach.
I'm a little surprised that you were surprised, given that the harassment you faced when you were in the Marine Corps, there was some pretty difficult situations that you were faced with there. So what surprised you about the scope of this?
Specifically, it sounds like, and again, I wasn't a member of the site, but it sounds like there were a lot of participants who, whether they engaged in the violent commentary or the non-consensual sharing of these naked photographs, some of them clothed photographs, or even worse, the cyber-stalking or the actual stalking that was going on, even if folks weren't participating in that, they were passively noticing that it was happening and failing to report it. That, to me, speaks to a larger culture that I was actually a part of. I faced a fair amount of harassment in the military, and I did not always make a formal complaint about it, because it starts to become normative, and you want to be an issue-free team player, not draw unwanted attention.
You came from a military family, a Marine family. You went on, as you said, to serve in the Marine Corps yourself. And I wonder if you'd be willing to share some of what happened to you when you were in your 20s and you faced, for instance, what looked very likely to be an attempted rape and also other sexual harassment. What happened?
Well, there were plenty of small conversations and that aren't even worth mentioning. But I do remember getting to my first unit, and we ran our physical fitness test. And afterwards, I'm a young, brand-new second lieutenant. I'm proud to be leading Marines. And my platoon sergeant pulled me aside and said, "Hey, ma'am, the Marines were commenting on your physical attributes, specifically my derriere. We wear these athletic running shorts. And there are some other shorts that are big and bulky and old, and no athlete ever wears them and runs in them." And the platoon sergeant said, "Maybe you should buy some of those shorts so that the Marines won't notice your butt." Instead of saying, "Just to let you know, this happened, I took corrective action." So that was kind of an introduction to what was to come. It got significant when I was in Iraq. I did have, I was down in southern Iraq, and I did have some, these were not American soldiers that tried to break into the area I was sleeping. And actually, my own Marines came out, and the reason that they drunkenly ran off was, me answering the door with my weapon and my own Marines flooding out and angrily swearing at them. So I didn't report that. We left to go back to our own forward operating base the next day, and I truly didn't think much of it. I was kind of numb. While I was on, while I was in Al Anbar, I often, if I was going to be on the base, I carried black spray paint in my cargo pocket, and a lot of the male Marines that I was real close friends with did too. And the reason for that was that we kept finding these really descriptive cartoon drawings all over the inside of port-a-johns, which that's not a place that people would normally hang out and do artwork, you have to understand. So people were taking, Marines were taking black Sharpies with them to draw naked photographs of Lieutenant Hendricks in various sexual positioning. And then I could see commentary off to the side, and it was different handwriting. Lots of people had contributed to it. And it would get increasingly, you know, descriptive and offensive. So hence the spray paint.
And you never
report that.
Well, you never reported this, as you said, and it sounds like that's something you're thinking twice about now. And I wonder, given your stories and then where we are today with this current story about the photos, the new photos, the stalking behavior, is there something in particular about the Marine Corps, maybe more broadly in the U.S. military, that makes it a hostile place for women, do you think?
Well, we are a numerical minority, so you're kind of dealing with that. But we also sex segregate our entry-level training. We don't have specialty-specific performance standards, so there's some very institutional separations between men and women. And I'll tell you right now, I'll give you a small example. When we run an obstacle course at the basic school, there are all these different physical tests that we have to do. We would all run it together as a company, but the women would have a special lane with a ramp. I mean, and the idea was, well, you know, the women have less upper body strength. They can use this ramp to do the obstacle course. And so a lot of us would never use the ramp because it was such a visual statement of othering. And that's kind of an example. So you already have not very many of you. And then you have male Marines looking at you kind of every time you check into a new unit, every time you do something, they're looking at you and wondering, can you actually hack it here? Are you really a Marine or are you here because of the ramps? And women Marines, in my experience, don't want lower standards. They don't want to be othered and segregated out. They want to be part of the team, part of the fight.
And you've said that's part of the response you'd like to see from the Marines. Another response you're looking for is for a response from higher-ups in the military to make it public and to make it a firm response. Tell us more about what that means, what you're looking for.
Well, maybe I am a Pollyanna optimist, and I know that I love the institution, but when I read the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps statement and I heard the Commandant of the Marine Corps statement, and they said, pick a side. You're either part of the problem, part of the solution. These keyboard warriors are not Marines, and we are coming for you. I thought those words are strong. Now we need to see that happen. Because here's the issue. The only time I ever reported an incident of sexual harassment, it was not handled well by my command, and I've been hearing all week from military women who were either encouraged by commands to not make a formal report because it's a black eye for any unit. You know, it's embarrassing. It's, you know, obviously there's an order and discipline issue. And then I've heard from a lot of military women who dealt with reprisal, command-accepted reprisal. So my concern is that we follow up strong words with administrative action, and it can't just be what we did in 2014 when we said, well, we looked at social media sites, we found 12 Marines who were kind of in violation of our policy, and we handed that down to the command. I don't know what happened to those Marines. Nobody knows. It could have been something as simple as a letter of caution, a page 11 or a... Nobody knows. So we need to see a very public expulsion. If you were enlisted and you posted these photos or were stalking people, you're gone. If you were an officer and you were involved in any way, you saw it and failed to report, you did anything involved, you're gone. Now, I would say there is space for censure with enlisted Marines who, you know, were involved on some peripheral level. But we need to know, women Marines need to know that this is happening. And there's a lot of, you know, Senator Gillibrand's Military Justice Improvement Act was out there for a reason. There's a lot of concern that if you just send this off to the command without real follow-up, without the spotlight that, quite frankly, media outlets like your own are providing, there's potential for it to be, I won't say covered up, because not covered up, but just not taken seriously enough. It sounds to me like the Commandant and the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps are taking this incredibly seriously, and I really have faith that the Marine Corps has the capability to adjudicate this.
We're talking right now with Kate Hendricks-Thomas. She's a former Marine Corps officer and works with the Service Women's Action Network. She wrote about dealing with sexual harassment when she was a Marine after news broke recently about U.S. service members sharing nude photos of their female colleagues.
We want to hear from you, especially if you have been in the armed services. Call in at 800-642-1234. Were you surprised to hear the reports, this widespread online sexual harassment and this photo sharing? How do you want to see the military respond to this scandal? Do you think enough has or is being done about this? What was your experience? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue our conversation in just a little bit here on Central Time.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing the conversation now about the nude photo sharing scandal within the U.S. military. And we're talking with Kate Hendricks-Thomas. She's a former Marine Corps officer who wrote recently about dealing with sexual harassment while she was in the service.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you think this recent photo scandal, hundreds, maybe thousands of photos shared without consent of female service members, Marines at first, other branches too. How do you want to see the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, handle this? If you've served in the armed forces, tell us about your experience. How do you think the military handles issues like sexual harassment? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we take our first caller now. We have Jake joining us from South Milwaukee. Hi, Jake.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What did you want to share?
I just wanted to share my experience of my battalion actually receiving our first female member. I was a member of a combat engineer battalion. It was a combat MOS. And in order to comply with the order to start rolling women into our ranks, we received one from the engineering school. I had trained with females before, but it was understood that they would not be going to where I was going, which would have been a potential frontline unit. So when she got there, she checked in as was necessary, was posted to segregated quarters, given a 24-hour guard outside her door, and in 3 days she was gone. I don't know officially what happened, but the word was that our command made an official complaint. My guess was fearing what her presence could lead to.
Jake, thank you. That's an interesting and maybe telling story about what it can be like, especially as you were saying, Kate, in the Marines, where there are fewer women than there are, say, in the Army. What do you think when you hear Jake's story?
Well, it sounds like the command was not comfortable having this Marine, but my perspective initially just immediately goes to that woman Marine. She trained to become a combat engineer. She gets assigned to a unit. All she wants to do is contribute and participate, but the command kind of set her up as a pariah immediately. So her experience of unit cohesion was never even possible from the day she checked in.
Jake, thank you so much for that. And let's take another call here from Dan in Menominee. Dan, hi.
Hi there. I just had a question for your guest. So this is clearly a huge problem and a bigger one than I realized. If she was given unlimited resources and authority to try to fix this, what would that solution look like?
And Kate, what do you say?
I think that's a wonderful question, but we want to be careful. You know, I left the Marine Corps after 5 years. I did a couple more as a reservist. I'm an O3. I'm a captain, and I'm a public health researcher now. I want to be careful to stay in my lane and not say that I should be recommending all policy changes and curriculum changes. I want to be careful not to step outside the scope of my experience and capabilities. I would stand by making institutional changes like changing entry-level training so that it's not sex-segregated, making one performance standard so that female Marines have a chance to belong if they can meet the bar. Women Marines have no desire for the bar to be lowered. We are joining the Marine Corps because it is an organization that is mission-focused, and the mission is a lethal mission. Women Marines have no desire to change any of that, but I will say that we need leadership with more experience than my humble capabilities to answer that question.
And Kate, what do you say now to women who might be listening now, who are dealing themselves with sexual harassment as you did in the military, in the Marines, in other sectors? What advice do you have for them?
Well, the first piece of advice I would have is take care of yourself first. There is no compulsion for you to tell your story. There is no mandate that you engage. If you feel comfortable doing so, reaching out and speaking to your command about what's going on, reaching out to other service women and speaking about your experience, I think you're going to be surprised at what you find. You're going to hear a whole lot of me too. And that was my experience. The first time I ever admitted, hey, there are some things going on, I don't think it's okay, I just heard this resounding chorus of, oh yes, that resonates with me. And that normalized things. And I realized this is a systemic problem, not a Kate Hendricks Thomas problem. And that can be really liberating. But take care of yourself first, and don't feel like you have to start sharing stories that you may or may not be ready to share.
Kate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for the spotlight on this important issue.
That was former Marine Corps officer Kate Hendricks Thomas. She's now an assistant professor at Charleston Southern University and a board member for the Service Women's Action Network. She wrote about dealing with sexual harassment as a Marine following reports of military servicemen sharing nude and compromising photos of their female colleagues.